Title: DHS announces new Form I-9 and remote verification for E-Verify employers. Content: The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced on July 21, 2023 they will publish a revised version of Form I-9 on August 1, 2023. DHS also announced an enhanced remote verification flexibility using video for E-Verify employers, both for cleanup of I-9s created during the pandemic and going forward. Key changes to the I-9 form to be published on August 1. Employers can use the current Form I-9, October 21, 19, through October 31, 2023 starting November 1, 2023. All employers must use the new Form I-9 reduces Sections 1 and 2 to a single-sided sheet supplement for preparer/translator certification supplement for re-verification and rehires additional acceptable documents and guidance for automatic extensions for E-Verify employers, includes a box to indicate the special remote verification of documents. New alternative procedure permitting remote verification for E-Verify employers only starting August 1, 2023. Employers enrolled in E-Verify will be allowed to follow a new flexible procedure for remote verification of I-9 supporting documents. Step 1. Applicant, post offer, or employee copies or photographs their I-9 supporting documents, front and back, and emails them to the employer, or via another form of transmission. Step 2. Employer examines the documents to ensure the documents reasonably appear to be genuine. Step 3. Employer conducts a live video interaction, i.e., Zoom, Teams, Google Meet, FaceTime, etc., with the applicant or employee to ensure that the documentation reasonably relates to them. Applicant or employee must present the same documents already transmitted to the employer a second time during the live interaction. Step 4. Employer marks the alternative procedure box of Supplement B of the new I-9 form for new employees hired on or after August 1, 2023. Or if the employee was hired during the pandemic, then the employer notates alternative procedure in the additional information box of the prior I-9 form and completes this task by August 30, 2023. Step 5. Employer retains the supporting documents, paper or digital, and attaches them to the I-9. In the past, only list of documents were copied. With the new remote flexibility, the E-Verify employer must now copy and retain all List A or List B and C documents. Cleanup of pandemic I-9s for E-Verify employers due August 30. Employers who were participating in E-Verify and created an E-Verify case for employees whose documents were remotely examined during the COVID pandemic, March 20, 2020 to July 31, 2023, may now choose to use the new alternative live video procedure starting on August 1, 2023 to satisfy the physical document examination requirement by August 30, 2023. The employer must notate alternative procedure with the date of video examination in the additional information box on page 2 of the older version I-9. The employer should not create a new case in E-Verify. E-Verify employers hiring remote employees on or after August 1, 2023 should use the new I-9 form and complete the Supplement B designating the alternative procedure. Non-E-Verify employers cleanup of pandemic I-9s due August 30. Employers who were not enrolled in E-Verify during the COVID-19 flexibilities must complete an in-person physical examination by August 30, 2023 for any employees hired during the pandemic. Avoiding discrimination with the use of E-Verify employers should be mindful of the following key issues. E-Verify is only to be used on new hires. The only exception is employees working on a covered federal contract that requires mandatory E-Verify. An I-9 should never be completed until an offer is made, and E-Verify should never be used until the I-9 is completed. Employers that were not enrolled in E-Verify at the time they initially performed a remote examination of an employee's documents under the COVID-19 flexibilities between March 20, 2020 and July 31, 2023 may not use the qualified video flexibility on employees hired since that time unless the employee was hired after the employer enrolled in E-Verify. A remote employee may elect to come into the employer's office for in-person examination of their I-9 documents. All employers that enroll in E-Verify and are using a digital I-9 software program that interfaces with E-Verify are required to have all users participate in mandatory anti-discrimination training. https://www.e-verify.gov/book/export/html/3802 DOJ IME